Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're putting you in the center of the action with endless ways to make it rain this week. Head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we wrapped up the season with a four-game winning streak against a, I guess, literally undermanned Illinois team. What is your initial reaction to that game?
Yeah, not a good Illinois team for sure. I mean, I don't think really Rutgers or Michigan State or Michigan were great teams, but I think there were really, really good vibes that came out of that Illinois game. And I, obviously watching the game, and I know we'll cover this later, I wasn't anticipating it would be their last game of the year. So I think to go out the way that they went out, with a bunch of big plays and some good feelings. I mean, I think every player on the team deserved that feeling to end the year. And I know that, you know, the season ends with a 4-5 record and they didn't get to 500. But I think that's probably okay with everybody. And I think it gives, you know, everybody who everybody who follows this team a chance to kind of feel good about maybe the way that they're positioned in 2021. You know, maybe we underestimated how far they had to go in 2020. Clearly,
everything on the high note.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as much as anything coming out of the 2020 season, you just wanted something to believe that maybe when things normalize, that this team has what it takes, you know, to get back on track. And I think through the last 4 weeks, I feel like Penn State did, you know, mostly everything it could to restore that faith in this team going forward.
Well, let's look at the details of this game, Dustin. First off, I'll start on the negative. It was another slow start by the defense. Once they got their act together, it was a completely different issue. But what happens every game, it seems, where the defense starts slow and then they flick the switch and they're a much better defense?
Man, I know James Franklin hinted after this game that they weren't fully up to speed on Isaiah Williams being the quarterback. And from my vantage point, I felt like that was a distinct possibility the entire week. So if that was something that the coaching staff, you know, hadn't really fully game planned and prepared for, I don't know that that's a good thing. But I feel like, you know, they were slow to adjust to what Illinois was doing. But again, no matter who was playing quarterback, you knew what Illinois' preferences were, and that was to run the ball. And so I don't know how you are in a position where you're not making them throw it to beat you in the first place. They did settle in. There were some missed tackles. There was some sloppiness, and there was that slow start. I don't know if I have a great explanation for all that, other than maybe not being all the way prepared to play and maybe not having the game plan to be successful right out of the gates, because that was an awfully concerning first quarter for them to give up as many big chunk plays as they did.
They did. And it seems to be the case almost every game this season where the defense starts slow. I remember during the losing streak, we had the numbers that, you know, the first half on average, they were giving up what, 27, 28 points a game in the first half alone. And it always seems like they're caught off guard. The other teams, in this case, Illinois, you know, a trick play. The fumble by Sean Clifford didn't help matters. It gave Illinois a short field. Now, The flip side to this is once the switch was flipped, there was 11 consecutive stops that they made, and 7 of the 11 were 3 and outs. You can't ask for much better defense than that.
No, and I think, you know, when it comes down to it, you on both sides, Penn State gave Illinois life early in this game. And eventually, I use this phrase elsewhere, cooler heads did prevail. You know, normalcy was restored. And once that normalcy was restored, Penn State was, you know, at least as dominant as we would have expected them to be in this game. So I think in general, to win this thing 56-21, not so much concerned, I guess, about that start. But the way that they finished was strong, 35 unanswered. You couldn't ask for a whole lot more than that, even if you can question why they weren't more prepared to start.
Exactly. And you do have to remember that the turnover by Sean Clifford was really a big factor there. Not only does it give Illinois the short field, but it also gives Illinois some momentum. It keeps Illinois in the game for the time being, and it gives them that momentum that they may not have otherwise. And Penn State's got to be saying to themselves, and the coaches also, boy, here we go again with the turnovers.
Yeah, and so between that turnover, which was untimely and not a good position on the field, and, you know, I think just the ongoing struggle. I mean, anytime you have a true dual threat quarterback and an offense built around his abilities, there can be a slow adjustment. So if they came in not having spent 100% of the game week preparing for Isaiah Williams, then, you know, it's a recipe for what played out. But once they were able to settle in and gear up and make those adjustments and stop and not make any more of those silly mistakes, they were fine. But, you know, again, just a sluggish start. And it's something, you know, just in general that this program is going to have to adjust moving forward. This year was not conventional in a lot of ways, and maybe game weeks and how they prepared wasn't conventional and wasn't conducive to a fast start. Whatever the case might be, it's something that they've got to really look at in this offseason and figure out what they have to do for either the coaches to be better prepared or for the players to be better prepared to start games.
Exactly. All right. Enough with the negative. Let's get to the positives. And there were a whole bunch of them in this game. And I want to start with Jahan Dotson. What a huge game. It started early. The first play from scrimmage. Little pass. Jukes one player. He's off to the races. A little bit later, a 70-yard touchdown catch. Also a huge punt return. Did Jahan Dotson just make himself a whole lot of money?
He did. The question is not if he did, but when is he going to make that money? A really brilliant performance by him. And you take, obviously Illinois has struggled defensively all year. Obviously they don't have exactly NFL caliber talent in that secondary of theirs. But Jahan Dotson, I think what's going to show on film, obviously 6 catches for 189 yards, that vision of him streaking through the Illinois secondary, the vision of him, you know, making that move and that 50-yard punt return, it's going to look really good on film. But what really stood out to me was that first step after he makes a catch. Like he goes from, you know, the emphasis on making the catch to getting upfield at full speed as fast as anybody I can really remember, you know, and I think that's something that's going to translate to the NFL. And you can look and say, okay, well, he's got to get a little bigger. He's got to get a little stronger. You know, KJ Hamler just had a big week in the NFL too. And he's smaller than Jahan Dotson is. I think Dotson has the tools to be a really good player at the next level. And I think this was his best performance, not only from a production standpoint, but from, you know, proving himself to the next level. That speed and quickness, you just can't teach that, you know, and it was on full display in this game.
And I believe coming into this season, we looked at him as this nice receiver, the complimentary guy, runs good patterns, has good hands. We didn't think of him as that explosive player, that big play guy. But I think we could go all the way back to the Ohio State game where he leaped and made the one-handed catch, that this is a guy capable of making those special kind of plays.
That is very, very well put in a variety of ways. You know, like I think, you know, he wasn't, you know, Penn State got away from forcing anything with him. And I think he's shown like he is one of those guys where you not only can, but you should be trying to force feed him. You should be trying to get him touches in the short game and let him try to do what he does. But I think to your point, you know, he put out there, whether you're throwing the ball for grabs, whether I'm making a catch across the middle, whether I'm taking something short, whether that's a screen or a slant, I have the ability to make a play that few others can. And, you know, in this game, unlike the Ohio State game where it was jump balls and it was high pointing the ball, it was the one-handed catch, the spectacular catch, it was spectacular, you know, really breathtaking speed and quickness to get up the field after he made the catch. You know, that first step, after making a catch, coming up from a near standstill to streak through the secondary the way that he did, he put it all out there on film this year. And I'll be really curious to see where his decision-making is when it comes to the next level or coming back for a year, because certainly if he's back for another year, the Penn State offense can really, really benefit from that.
I find it intriguing, Dustin, when you start to say, I have these abilities. It creates this picture in my head of Dustin Hawkinsmith in a crossing pattern, taking the ball and having that quick first step. That's what I picture for you, Dustin. Anyway, we're talking about how explosive Jahan Dotson is. Real quick before we end this segment, I think Lamont Wade found his calling, and it's kick returner.
Who knew? I mean, where was this and who knew were big questions. And, you know, that kick return for a touchdown, you know, it just took one move, you know, one little sidestep at the beginning of that. But, you know, the north-south approach, it really fits the kick return. You know, I think sometimes those guys who can move quickly and laterally, it really works on punt returns. You need somebody who's going to get north-south, who's going to be decisive, who's going to see one opening and try to get through it and get up the field as quickly as possible. That's why running backs are great for that job. Lamont Wade was a great running back going back to his time at Clarendon. And you saw everything on that return. It, you know, be able to make a guy miss, but also quickly, decisively get up the field. Really impressive. Makes you wonder where that was, you know, before that.
Yes, he certainly did the job. And we saw it the previous week, some hints of it. This time we saw it. And he is very decisive and fearless with his kick returns. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to continue the Penn State-Illinois conversation. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.